It's time for another WITY profile. This is Mike Zerba, and today we are exploring GW's Edgar County Locker in Paris, Illinois, and I'm here with Randy Winkler. Randy Winkler is the owner of GW's Edgar County Locker. How are you doing, Randy?
I'm doing just fine. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing okay. It's summertime, and that can mean many things, but you and I are thinking grilling season.
Absolutely. Grilling said, great day for burgers, brats, and pork patties.
Well, as the commercial says, GW's Edgar County Locker, any season is grilling season.
That is very true. We believe in that 100%.
So you're located in Edgar County, just a little bit south of Danville, not that far away. I believe you're at 116.
Yep, 116 East Stottle Road here in Paris, just on the north side by the lakes. That's where we're located.
Just south of Twin Lakes and to the east?
Yes, just to the east. If you get to Rural King, coming from the north, you went too far. If you're coming from the south, you pass Rural King, you turn right.
So Randy, can you give me a little bit of an overview of GW's Edgar County Locker?
I can. So GW's Edgar County Locker has actually only existed since 2020. Before that, it was Edgar County Locker, which existed since 1972. The building was actually designed by the University of Illinois, and it has a nice flow to it. We took over the business because the owners before decided to enjoy retirement a little bit more, and we didn't want to see it go away in the community. We try to do a lot of things for all of the young people here, and also our food pantries and anything to do with our churches. We try to assist as much as we can, as often as we can.
You have a processing location, if I understand this, on your premises, and you also have a retail area. So with the slaughtering area and processing,
it's called a harvest area.
In that area, you prepare orders. Tell us a little bit about the bundles that GW's Edgar County Locker can provide if you'd like to buy a larger quantity of meat. The bundles are by special order, I understand. Tell us a little bit about the beef bundles, Randy.
Yeah, so with the beef bundles, it takes us about 7-10 days to fill them just to make sure we get everything correct. We have a small beef bundle, and then we have a medium beef bundle, and we have a large beef bundle. The small bundle is $2.25 plus tax, $4.99 plus tax is the medium bundle, and $8.99 plus tax is the large bundle. And these prices are a staple. They only change about once every 6 months. The large bundle is approximately 139 pounds of meat. The medium bundle is approximately 71 pounds of meat. And the smaller bundle is approximately 32 pounds of meat. So for a family of four, a small bundle will last you approximately about 2 months. A medium bundle will last you approximately about 4 to 5 months. And the large bundle, we shoot for it to last you about 6 months.
Mike Zerba with Randy Winkler of GW's Edgar County Locker. We're talking to Randy today for our WITY profile. The number to call if you want to order or find out more is area code 217-466-5000. Again, 217-466-5000. When are you open for business, Randy?
Our business hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and then on Saturday we are open 8 to noon.
Probably the best way to keep up with GW's Edgar County Locker would be to follow them on Facebook.
Follow us on Facebook, and we also have a website you can also look on, but Facebook is the one we update the most.
Well, Randy, I think that it's time to maybe take a little tour through your retail area. It's very well organized and set up, and I notice folks coming in regularly to just pick up a cut of meat on the way to and from wherever they're going. I think folks are maybe getting a fresher product here than maybe they could at a supermarket. Would you say so?
I would lean towards yes on that. Everything we have at our shop here is prepared here. That means we bring in the muscles and we cut everything on site, and we have everything from fresh case to products in freezers.
I see here a cooler, Randy. It looks like fresh packaged steaks and tenderloins?
Yes, so every Thursday through Monday we have a fresh case, currently one of them. I'm installing a second one, but currently one of them, and we carry everything from bone-in ribeyes at 3/4 inch to boneless ribeyes, sirloin steaks, all those are at 3/4 inch, along with our New York strips at 3/4 inch. Then we have some bacon wrapped fillets this week that are about 1 1/4 inches, so our bacon can be nicely wrapped around it. Then we have some butterfly tenderloins and some tenderloins, also known as boneless chops or American chops.
in another cooler here on the west side, it looks like brats, chicken patties, and beef patties.
Yeah, so our coffin cooler sits on the west side of our retail area. It contains all of our brats, our hot dogs, all of our gourmet burgers, as far as our chicken bacon cheddar patties, to our jalapeno beef patties, to our beef and cheddar patties. We also have regular beef patties and pork patties, and another item we carry is called bacon scissors. That's your pork patties with bacon ground into them, and we have a multitude of different kinds of brats, anything from spicy to your standard.
And so I guess these are going to be really good on the grill come 4th of July. Anything in this cooler?
Yes, everything in here will be awesome on 4th of July. We also have a nice product that we try to carry as much as possible. They're called pig wings, and those are nice little nubs you can throw on your smoker or on your grill. They're already pre-cooked. All you do is heat them up and throw some barbecue sauce on them.
So what about these brats? I notice a number of flavors. I don't see this variety elsewhere.
No, we carry a much larger variety than most places. We have everything from your Philly cheesesteak brats, which really tastes like a Philly cheesesteak, to a cheddar brat, to a Parmesan garlic is the newest one we brought in. We have a salsa brat, a Lady Liberty brat, which tastes like a loaded baked potato. We also have what we call our pizza brats, and that really tastes like you fire it up and it tastes like you're eating a brat that is filled with pizza.
A pizza brat.
Yes, it's very interesting. We've had a lot of people come in and buy them. We've had to restock that one quite a few times during the last few weeks. The Parmesan garlic and the pizza brat have been our biggest sellers here lately.
We are here in GW's Edgar County Locker retail area, and I am talking to...
My name is Cheryl Hanks, and I'm a long-time born and raised Paris, Illinois resident, and let me tell you, you cannot go wrong coming out here to GW's.
A regular, I think.
I'm a regular since, oh boy, we've got to go back a long way, probably 50 years. Oh yeah, we farmed around this community. We always came here for all our services.
What'd you buy today, if I might ask?
Oh, I always buy steak and roast, and I'm a big carnivore, keto type person.
This cooler on the north side, does this contain frozen product?
Yes, we have two coolers that's on the north side. One has our chicken, fish, and exotic meats in it. It carries everything from our bacon-wrapped chicken breasts to our marinated chickens to our tenderized chickens to standard chicken breasts that has nothing done to them. We also have chicken quarters, and one of the things I always like to point out is we also carry fish. We carry anything from catfish to tilapia. We also have frog legs that you can buy in saddles, and then we have probably the oddest thing in the world for anybody to hear, but we have alligator meat we sell here.
A lot of folks are into that.
Yes, it's very nice for more of our carnivore folks that like to spread out what they eat and how they eat it.
And to the right of that, it says pork products. Tell us a little bit about what is in this cooler. I see bacon, pork chops, pork belly, spare ribs.
Yeah, so we try to separate everything out to a designated area, and we try to label everything so you can see everything. We now have labels up on the windows so you can see that we have butterfly chops to cured chops, which means they've already been smoked and everything. You just got to heat them up. It's very tasty. We have our own barbecue pork chops that are pre-seasoned for you, so you don't have to do anything, along with standard brats. We have our great bacon. Amazing bacon. And then we also have bacon wrapped tenderloins that we again just cut boneless chops and we wrap them in bacon, and they taste amazing. We have many pork products in here, and they're all priced pretty reasonable.
Quick question, sir. Does freezing meat do anything to the flavor or texture? Should people be more concerned about eating fresh, or is frozen okay?
Frozen's okay. In our process, when it comes out of our processing floor, we have a thing that's called a sharp freeze or an instant freeze. So one of the sections in our freezer, it's a little small room, but it gets down to about minus 30 in there. So in about 35 to 90 minutes, anything that's put in there is frozen. We're actually not allowed to be in there any longer than 15 minutes at a time because it's so cold.
Looking at the cooler on the east side, these are specialty cuts of meat, it looks like. Your stew meat, your roasts, ground chuck, T-bones. Tell us about this cooler.
So this freezer on the north side of the building is our beef freezer. So everything that has to do with beef is kept in here. Once again, this so we have everything segregated, so if you're looking for a certain item, it's easier to find. We also have nice price stickers up, and everything is located in a certain location, so it's easy to find it. But on this freezer, we carry everything from our sirloin steaks to our bacon wrap fillets to multitude of ribeyes. We got 1-inch, 3/4-inch, and thin cut, which are great for sandwiches, especially during the summer. We also have porterhouse and T-bone. We have New York strips in 1-inch and 3/4-inch. About all of our steaks come between 1-inch to 3/4-inch. If you'd like them thicker, you can give us a phone call. We'll cut them thicker. If you want them thinner, we can cut them thinner. We also carry beef ribs. We carry short ribs. And then we have things like beef cheek. A lot of people like that. We have briskets, halves, and wholes. We also carry ground chuck, ground round, and ground beef, and all sorts of different kinds of beef roast and round steaks.
Well, these are also good for non-grilling, non-outdoor, non-cookout type meals. These will work well in the pot, on the stove, in the oven, and many other ways. You know, folks are using air fryers too these days.
Yes, we have a lot of people that come in with their air fryers and also for the crock pots. And they kind of circle around our rump roast, our sirloin tip roast, and our chuck roast for all that. More of the air fryers are now starting to go more towards the cube steaks and the stew meat because you can get a nice crisp on them without a lot of time being involved.
Again, 116 East Stadel Road in Paris is the location. We're at GW's Edgar County Locker talking with Randy Winkler about his operation here. The phone number to call, Randy?
The phone number to call is 217-466-5000.
Look, if you're going to grill, you need something to grill. Why not upgrade your cookout this summer and come and see the pros at Edgar County Locker, and they'll set you up with a cookout that your friends will remember.
Yes, that is true. And when you come in here, our entire processing floor is all glass, so you can see us work and see how we do things.
I know it's said that folks that have a good cut of meat don't need steak sauce and the like, but just to make your experience a little bit better, I noticed that GW stocks a wide variety of marinades, sauces, rubs, and dressings. Could you run down the inventory before we wrap up today, Randy?
Yeah, so every bit of seasoning we carry and every bit of dressing that we carry here in the shop, or sauces that we carry here in the shop, they all come from local suppliers, from Mullins Barbecue to their Italian dressing, to their special dressing, to their Apricot Delight, which goes great on a ham, by the way, to their original French dressing, to their government French dressing, to now their French poppy seed dressing. Then we have seasonings that come from Excalibur, just north of here. They're in Peoria. All their seasonings come through here. And then we also have the old custom cutlery pork barbecue spice that is great for this time of year.
And so to wrap it up, we're here with Randy Winkler of GW's Edgar County Locker, located on the south side of Twin Lakes, on the north side of Paris, Illinois. Follow them on Facebook. The number again, Randy?
The number again is 217-466-5000.
All the makings of a great 4th of July barbecue and gathering are here under one roof. This is Mike Zerba with WITY Profile, coming to you today from GW's Edgar County Locker. We are talking with Randy Winkler, the owner, and we want to thank you for the interview.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Have a great day.